A sell-off on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank, and settlements coming up. We'll begin, though, with commentary from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. I caught up with Carl at the end of the session. Markets on Thursday were a little lower before the USDA supply and demand update noon Eastern time. Then they went even further lower after the report. So, Carl, was there something somewhat market moving that USDA released?
There really wasn't, Andy. And really that lack of a bullish surprise and lack of really any surprise in this report weighed on the market more than anything after its initial release. Corn carryout up a measly 3 million bushels, both old crop and new crop. 2.145 billion bushels on old crop, 1.96 billion bushels on new crop, right in line with what trade was expecting. No surprises there at all. In soybeans, on the old crop, we did see soybean crush bumped up 20 million bushels, an equal reduction to exports, leaving carryout at 340 million bushels. Look over to new crop, and guess what? Also unchanged, 310 million bushels. No change to the carryout estimates there. Wheat did throw us a tiny bit of a curveball, and that's why we did see the contracts a little bit firmer in wheat after the report when corn and soybeans started to sell off. Old crop carryout on wheat was left at 935 million bushels. New crop wheat production came in a little bit less than trade was expecting. We did see that adjustment, and we got to remember, wheat is in its new crop marketing year now. Starting June 1st, production down 18 million bushels on wheat. Trade did not see that one coming, thought it would be left unchanged. That carried all the way through to an equal reduction to carryout, 744 million bushels on the carryout for wheat. Trade was expecting that number to be up closer to 760 million bushels. So we did get a little bit of a friendly jump there. Not really moving the needle on the stocks to use, though. And that just really let the market kind of drift a little bit lower. Looked at the global numbers and really didn't see anything there that shook the market up. One number trade did look at a little bit negative was the corn carryout for new crop on the global side. Came in a little bit stronger than trade was expecting at 281 million metric tons. That is still a 17 million metric ton drop from old crop to new crop and is actually a friendly number.
Market insights from Carl Setzer at Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number is 989-506-1587. Now the settlements from Thursday trade, 7 cents lower in the corn market, pretty much across the board. July goes to 411¾, down 7¼. September 420, down 7¾. D's down 7¼ at 439½. Similar moves in beans, July 11.15, ending down 8 cents. August 7¼ off at 11.20½. Novi 11.34, that was down 4½ cents. July wheat settles at 586¾, down 3/4. Meats were mixed. August live cattle 242.67, up $1.17. July lean hogs 96.62, down 22 cents. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday market review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.